Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a close look at the Humewood Golf Club. It's a real gem down in Port Elizabeth, South Africa.
That's right. And if you're someone who likes to get up to speed on interesting places quickly,
right?
Well, this is for you.
Exactly. Think of this as your express journey. We want to help you understand what makes this particular golf club stand out without you needing hours of research.
We've got a really detailed article here. It covers, you know, the history, the features, its community impact, basically the whole story.
So our mission really is to pull out the most interesting, the most important bits from this article for you, give you the full picture fast.
Let's jump in.
Okay, so origins. Humewood Golf Club. It opened way back in 1929. That's quite a while ago.
It is. And the article stresses that the founders, they weren't just building any course. They really aimed for something challenging.
Something that showed off the coastline there in Port Elizabeth.
Exactly. They wanted it to feel connected to that specific environment, that natural beauty.
And it seems like that vision caught on pretty quickly. The article says it went from a, quote, modest course to a beloved golfing haven.
Yeah, that's quite a jump. The big part of that early success was the decision to go with the links-style layout right from the start.
Okay, explain that a bit. Links-style.
So think more natural, kind of rugged terrain, usually coastal. Fewer trees, firmer ground, more wind exposure compared to, say, a Parkland course. It makes for a different kind of game.
More strategic, maybe? More demanding?
Definitely. And that unique character, that Lynx feel, became Humewood's signature pretty early on. It really set them apart.
Interesting. And nearly a century later, they're still balancing that history with, you know, modern golfing needs. That sounds like a tough act.
It really is. The article mentions this constant effort. You want to preserve the heritage, the original feel.
But you also have to keep it up to date, right, for today's players and equipment.
Precisely. Take greenkeeping, for instance. You might need advanced agronomy, that's the science of turf management for perfect greens.
Because everyone wants good greens.
Right. But you still want them to feel like they belong on that historic links course. It requires expertise, ongoing investment. It's a delicate balance.
And clearly, they've managed it well. The article points out it attracts golfers from all over, locals and international visitors.
Yeah, drawn by that challenge, the terrain, those tricky bunkers we mentioned, it offers a very specific, sought-after experience.
So the difficulty itself is part of the appeal.
For many serious golfers, absolutely. Testing your skills, your decision-making on a tough, beautiful course like Humewood, that's a major draw.
Okay, so beyond just playing around, Humewood's also been a stage for some big events. It's got real competitive history.
It certainly does. The article mentions numerous prestigious tournaments hosted there over the years. Their calendar is packed, catering to amateurs and pros.
Shows a real commitment to the sport across the board.
It does. And the one that really jumps out is hosting the South African Open. That's a national championship.
Wow. Hosting, that must have been huge for their reputation, both in South Africa and internationally.
Absolutely massive. It brings media, crowds, and it basically certifies the course as championship quality. It tells the world, we meet the highest standards.
Attracts top players, international members, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It puts you on the global golfing map in a big way.
But it's not just about the elite level, is it? I saw mention of grassroots initiatives too, promoting inclusivity.
Yes, and that's important. It shows they're invested in the broader community, not just the top tier. Making golf accessible, getting locals involved.
A build stronger ties, invests in the future of the game there.
Precisely. It rounds out their role.
Now, talking about big names, Gary Player. You can't talk South African golf without him. And he seems to have a strong link to Humewood.
A very strong link. The article explicitly mentions him comparing Humewood favorably to top links courses worldwide.
And coming from Player, who's won on the toughest links courses ever, that's serious praise, right? Especially him being South African.
It's incredibly powerful. It's like the ultimate endorsement for a South African links course.
Right.
It speaks volumes about Humewood's quality and authenticity.
A real seal of approval. And it wasn't just Player. The article hints at other luminaries playing there. What's the effect of having these big names associated with the club?
Well, beyond just publicity, think about inspiration. Young South African golfers seeing their heroes succeed there.
Ah. Right. It makes it seem achievable. It gives them something to aspire to on a course they know.
Exactly. It builds a legacy, motivates the next generation. It instills certain values, too.
Okay. So, of course, this old must have seen some changes. Renovations, enhancements. Mm-hmm. They're not just relying on history.
No, definitely not. The article talks about ongoing strategic improvements. It's not about changing everything, but refining the experience.
Like investing in that advanced agronomy for better greens.
Yes, keeping those playing surfaces pristine is a huge part of it. Commitment to quality.
And maybe tweaking the layout. Adding or enhancing bunkers, maybe some weather hazards, but still keeping that links feel.
That's the key balance again. The aim is to keep it challenging and engaging for all skill levels, from pros to weekend players.
So the changes have a purpose.
Right. And importantly, the article notes these changes are designed to integrate with the natural landscape, respecting the original vision.
Evolution, not revolution. Staying current, but true to its core.
You've got it. It shows a commitment to excellence and understanding what golfers today need and expect.
Now let's shift focus a bit. Humewood's impact. It seems to go beyond just the golf course itself. It sounds important for Port Elizabeth.
Yes, the economic contribution is highlighted. Attracting visitors, golfers, their families, they spend money locally, hotels, restaurants, shops.
Creates jobs, supports local businesses, makes sense for a top destination.
Definitely. But it's not just economic. The article also mentions active community engagement.
How so? Like specific initiatives?
Well, promoting sports participation locally, outreach programs. And especially those youth development programs.
Yeah.
Getting kids into golf, teaching life skills alongside it.
Oh, that's great. So it's not some exclusive bubble. They're actually involved in nurturing local talent and giving back.
It seems so. And that commitment extends to the environment, too. Sustainability is mentioned.
Which is increasingly crucial everywhere. What are they doing there?
Things like water conservation, very important in a coastal area, and habitat preservation, looking after the land they use.
Being good stewards of their environment adds another layer to the club's identity.
It does. It's about recognizing their place in the wider ecosystem.
Okay, let's dig into the course design. We know it's links style, 18 holes.
Yeah.
What else defines the playing experience?
The article really emphasizes those undulating fairways and the meticulously kept greens, classic links features.
So lots of uneven lies requires creative shots.
Exactly. Uses the natural coastal terrain brilliantly to create that dynamic challenge. You're constantly thinking, adapting.
And the bunkers, water hazards, are they just everywhere or strategically placed?
Strategic is the word. They demand careful thought, good shot selection. But crucially, there are multiple tee options.
Ah, so it's not just brutally hard for everyone.
No, it's designed to be playable and challenging for different skill levels. That idea of seamless environmental integration means it feels like it belongs there, sculpted with the land, not just dropped onto it.
Right, designed with the land. Does it have famous signature holes, the kind people talk about?
Definitely. The article singles out the par 3 14th. Stunning coastal views.
But tough to play.
Very. Demands precision, especially with the wind. It's that classic mix of breathtaking beauty and a real test of golf. That makes a hole iconic.
You remember the view, but also how hard you had to focus. Are there others mentioned? Dog legs, water features?
The hints at others, yes. Holes with strategic dog legs, maybe some water hazards. These are the ones that create those lasting memories, the risk-reward moments, the appreciation for clever design.
Let's go a bit deeper on the environmental side. It's more than just nice views, right? What are the actual practices?
Right. The blend with the landscape is key visually. But they actively work to preserve local flora and fauna, managing vegetation carefully, protecting wildlife habitats.
Minimizing their footprint.
Exactly. And the article mentioned cutting-edge water conservation. That's vital.
What might that involve? Smart irrigation. Special grass.
Could be sophisticated irrigation systems, using drought-resistant grasses, maybe even collecting rainwater. All about reducing reliance on mains water.
It must add something to the experience knowing the club takes that responsibility seriously.
I think for many players, it does. It fosters respect for the surroundings, makes the game feel more connected to the environment, more holistic maybe.
Okay, beyond the course, what about the clubhouse and other facilities? What's on offer?
It sounds like a complete package. A welcoming clubhouse described as a social hub that's important for the club atmosphere.
Yeah, a place to relax, connect. And a pro shop.
A well-stocked one, yes. Essential for any top club. Plus, dining options, likely with those great views we keep hearing about.
A meal or a drink overlooking the course. Nice touch. Locker rooms, practice areas.
Comfortable locker rooms and extensive practice areas, driving range, putting greens. Everything you need to work on your game or just warm up. Hallmarks of a premier facility.
Those practice facilities are key for members wanting to improve. Shows they support player development.
Absolutely. It's the whole package. Great course. Great support facilities.
Let's look back to tournaments and events. They sound pretty central to Humewood's identity.
Very much so. The annual competitions build community spirit, attract golfers from all over South Africa, and they offer different formats.
So something for everyone, not just scratch golfers.
Right. Regular opportunities for amateurs to compete too. Mm. And then you have the major championships we talked about.
Which really boosts the prestige, showcase top talent.
Exactly. Solidifies the club's reputation globally. And the article points out the positive ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
Local pride, tourism, economic growth. It's a win-win.
Good for golf, good for the club, good for Port Elizabeth. And they host other things too, not just golf.
Yeah, charity functions, corporate events. It shows the venue's versatility, its role as a community asset beyond just golf. A beautiful setting for lots of different gatherings.
Makes sense. So if someone listening is thinking about playing there more often, what about membership?
The article suggests they have diverse options. Tailored for different needs, full memberships, maybe social ones for people who want the clubhouse access but play less golf.
Flexible options help build a wider community.
Exactly. And membership comes with perks, exclusive events, tournaments, special offers. The clubhouse acts as that central hub for members.
Fosters that sense of belonging. And access to those top-notch practice areas we mentioned would be a big draw for serious players.
For sure. Provides the perfect place for dedicated practice.
So summing up the experience, the article calls it unforgettable. Why? What are the key elements?
Well, consistently excellent playing conditions year-round, thanks to that meticulous maintenance and agronomy. That's huge.
Nothing worse than a poorly kept course.
True. And then there's the option of expert caddy services. Getting that local knowledge, strategic advice, it can really enhance the round.
Yeah, a good caddy makes a huge difference. Helps you appreciate the course more, not just score better. And the views. Always the views.
That constant immersion in the stunning coastal scenery, the lush landscape.
Yeah.
It just elevates the whole thing beyond hitting a ball. It's sensory, memorable.
Okay. One last look at the community contribution. We mentioned economics, outreach. Any other specifics?
Well, besides the jobs created directly and through tourism, those outreach programs promoting local golf participation are significant. It's a clear effort to broaden access.
And the youth programs providing clinics, mentorship.
Right. Empowering the next generation with golf skills and life skills. Wow. And again, that tangible commitment to the environment through water saving and habitat work. Real actions.
Before we wrap up, there is a quick FAQ section in the article. Anything particularly relevant pop out?
A few good ones, like what makes Humewood unique. The answer boils down to that true link style and the coastal setting.
Reinforces the main points. What else?
The question about Gary Player's impact highlights how significant his endorsement is.
Right.
And the one about environmental efforts.
Shows that people care about sustainability now.
Exactly. It reflects modern concerns. And importantly, this simple question. Can visitors play? Which is practical info for anyone inspired by this.
Good point. Okay, so let's bring it all home. What are the absolute key takeaways from this deep dive on Humewood?
I'd say Humewood is clearly more than just a golf course. It's a historic place, a genuine links challenge, deeply committed to excellence.
And connected to its community and environment.
Yes, exactly. It impacts the local economy, engages residents, looks after its slice of the coast,
yeah.
All while offering this stunning world-class golfing experience.
And for you, our listener, hopefully this deep dive gave you that quick but thorough understanding we promise, a solid picture of why Humewood matters in golf and in Port Elizabeth.
So considering everything, the history, the challenge, the community work, the environmental focus, it makes you think, doesn't it? What really defines a premier sporting venue today?
Is it just about the game itself, the quality of play?
Or does that broader impact, community connection, environmental responsibility, play an equally vital role in its status as legacy? Something to ponder as you look at other venues.